the steel plant. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Officials in Ukraine say Russian airstrikes are targeting the plant in Mariupol, where Ukrainian forces are holed up alongside civilians. Russia has made it known it wants to fully control the east and the southern part of the country. Ukraine's president suspects they won't stop there.
This only confirms what I have said many times. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was intended only as a beginning. Then they want to capture other countries.
In the western city of Lviv, a curfew is planned for late tomorrow, which is Orthodox Easter. Lawmakers, citing new intelligence, say Easter night services are being postponed. The victims are recovering and the suspect is dead. That's the situation in the nation's capital, where police say a gunman fired indiscriminately yesterday into the streets from his apartment.
Inside of the suspect's apartment, we've recovered over six firearms, to include several long guns, multiple rounds of ammunition, and handguns as well.
Police Chief Robert Conti, the suspect, was found dead as police went door to door. The political firestorm over parental rights legislation in Florida, known by critics as the Don't Say Gay Bill, has cost Disney its special status. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has revoked the privilege.
They pledged themselves to mobilize their considerable corporate resources out of the coffers of this Burbank, California-based corporation to overturn the rights of parents in the state of Florida, to effectively commandeer our democratic process.
So far, Disney hasn't commented on losing its self-governing status. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
News.
A feared drowning is under investigation at our southern border. A Texas National Guard member is missing after trying to rescue a migrant yesterday.
The National Guard soldier disappeared at around 8:30 a.m. after he jumped into the water, into the Rio Grande, in an effort to save a female migrant who was crossing over with another group of migrants. What we've been told is that female migrant did survive.
Fox's Bill Malusian, the missing Guard member, hasn't been identified. Life in prison without parole. That was the sentence handed down to a Kentucky man who pleaded guilty to shooting and killing an Illinois sheriff's deputy in December. Ray Tate also faces charges for a home invasion that same day, where the homeowner was taken hostage. A sheriff's deputy in North Dakota killed a man inside a school building. Authorities say the officer was responding to a disturbance Thursday at a school in the city of Mott when he was attacked by Jeffrey Glover Jr. Police say lethal force was used, but it's unclear how Glover died. Growing demands in Michigan for police to release the name of the officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man during a traffic stop earlier this month. Patrick Leoya was laid to rest yesterday.
His death sparking protests in Grand Rapids and questions over whether or not the shooting was justified. Police released body cam footage showing Leoya fleeing, resisting, and fighting the officer, who's heard multiple times.
Let go of the taser!
Demanding Leoya drop the officer's police issue. issued taser. State police are investigating the shooting that Leoya's family has called an execution.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The FAA admits it failed to alert Capitol Police about a parachute jump this week at a stadium near the Capitol. That misstep led to the evacuation of the Capitol. Pam Pusso, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.